Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever the dollar you might have for, is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the double song.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in it, Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling, no. All man, they got a feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, clap, fill them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re, yeah, I'm talking B, and I'm talking me, yeah, I'm talking boss, I ain't talking police, your money too short, you can't be talking to me, yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree, good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we, me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250, 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody can do with me, now who with me, Domino's, call me Hove or Hefe, translation, I'm the shit, least that's what my neck say, least that's what my.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Pierce from Chicago, the host of the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Race fans, grudge fans, grudge fans, class fans, class fans. What's going on? It's your boy Biz. This is show is dedicated to the Midwest, but as we know, Grudge Inc. is nationwide, and I'd like to ask you guys. I apologize for starting the show late, but you know, fatherly duties call. Get these kids something to eat. Had to pick them up. Them get the homework done and get them fed. Now they're watching cartoons. Maybe I can have an hour with this show without without interruption. Psych, you know they're coming up here. You know they got to come mess with daddy. But in the meantime, between time, I like to send a special shout out to the guys that actually not only help me, but also help Grudge Inc., and that's my boys over at Race Engineering. They have been on board from really the beginning of when I relationship with them and got me going in a direction that I'm not going. And if you need chassis work done, go see my boys over there at Race Engineering in Crown Point, Indiana. And when I say chassis work, that's just motor plates, mid plates, set your brakes, set your rear end, set your. I'm going to tell you this. Something as simple as your drive shaft not going in your, not going far enough into your transmission, and it's not flexing like it's supposed to. Something as simple as that will keep you from going you will put a tie off and you won't know what's is that. And that's a problem that, you know, I can share with you guys. I blew my transmission. Not the input, the output shaft. We went with a better output shaft, and the output shaft was a little longer than the stock one. So, but we still put the same drive shaft back in the car, but it changed I want to say the technical wasn't going into the transmission far enough. And an eighth, and it needed to go in fourths of an inch. And for some reason, my car kept blowing the tires off, you know, and took it over there to them guys. And man, in a matter of 20 minutes, they're like, "What you change?" I'm like, "Dude, I ain't changed nothing. Somebody changed something. Dude, I ain't changed nothing. Ain't nobody been on this car. Dude, you changed something." And after we got to going back with the dude, it didn't die fast. I blew the transmission, but hell, it's the same transmission. But in actuality, we changed output shaft, we changed the dynamics of the whole suspension, and they fixed the problem. And lo and behold, I wasn't blowing tires off no more. I got some other issues, but the other issues. So I just want to let you guys know, man, they've been in the racing game for over 40 years. And some of the things that I think is simple and complex is evaluation of them going over your car. So we had a little drama, and I'm going to go ahead and get this drama out the way. A lot of people know my heart is No Limit Raceway. I consider that my home track, even though I moved down to Macon. And at the meltdown race, and 10,000. I have thrown races where it had to be a certain payout and the crowd count wasn't where it needed to be, and I had to get that understanding with the drivers. And when we go to these events and they put up these $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, I got to realize that is predicated on the car, you know, on spectator count. You know, you have to, you know, sometimes, you know, if a promoter continue. That promoter. But if every blue moon, and you can see if the car count ain't there, or if spectator count is not there, then you have to, you know, especially if they're doing a free entry, you should work with them, you know. But the spectator count. And nowhere to car cop at the meltdown this weekend. But again, man, I no business. It has to be ran like a business. So no one wants to come out of their pocket. I don't care what type of promoter you are or who you are. Wants to come out of their pocket and pay. And so with that being said, the payout wasn't what it was supposed to be. Even though it was an entry fee, what it was supposed to be. The track, I wasn't there, but from the fee that I got, track wasn't there. Guys, the track could have been prepped a little bit better. And I've been hearing about 41's track prep. You know, I had to endure it from ways that I just grudging. Just came did on July that, you know, we always got people from down south. They've been able to hook this and that. Fortunately, the day that we threw the race, we didn't have any serious issues. It was people blowing the tires off, but what they were blowing the tires off was about 100 feet out. And sometimes when you blow the tires out 100 feet out, you have to, and you know, I talked to Wick, and Wick was like, you know, so we just got to pull out. We're getting off the line, and everybody know that Tim Lynch is a class racer, so I can, you know, at the time, he ran a 440 or 450. So the track did hold pretty much some good power. And Colt, when they ran with, although they blew the tires off, King Kong, Coke down the track. It's supposed to be the worst of the two lanes. Man, I was out to 41, man. I really like the location, the demographics of the track, where it sits, close proximity to Chicago. They allow us to do at the track by being an outlaw track. Getting up and some personal with drafters, feel of the track, the atmosphere. I just think it's second to none with any track around. I just hope that soon that the refreshment of whoever gets a hold of the track or who keeps the track or whatever, that gets better. So I'm not breaking up. So I'm getting a text message. So breaking up. Okay, yeah, my phone is going in and out. But man, I just hope that it gets better. That the people that's going to run 41, who's involved in it, that it becomes back to be a racer's track, man, because that's the best track. And I'm considering Joliet, I'm considering Byron, you know, I'm considering all of them, where it sits for us, meaning the people in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area, it is the ideal place to race. Now, with that being said, man, the racers are fed up. The people that come there, spend their money, do this and do that, they're saying that they're not going back. If the hardcore drag racers do not go back to that track, the track is doomed. You know, we don't need another track closing. But at the same time, the people that have thousands of dollars invested in these cars cannot be asked to put themselves in a situation where it's not feasible for them. So I understand both sides. So hopefully this thing get worked out. Our season up north is coming to an end. We may have roughly 2.5 more months of racing. So hopefully this thing get worked out. If not within the 2.5 months, that it get worked out over the winter. And some things have been corrected, you know. The track looks much better than it physically than it has in the past years, with, you know, painting and the bathrooms and things of that. But, you know, me, I was never concerned about the bathrooms. Me, myself, I was never concerned about the look of the track. Me, myself, was concerned about that concrete transition to the asphalt. All that other stuff, I didn't have to use the number two when I went out there. If I needed to piss, I piss in the grass. Excuse me being frank. But, you know, that stuff there never bothered me. The stands, I ain't sitting in no damn stands, so I didn't care if the stands were there or not. I'm going to be up and close and personal with the drag races because that's what I am. So those things that people complained about was not a concern of mine. They were concerns of course, family members or people that I invited out to the track. But me personally, I didn't care nothing about that stuff. But, you know, it's not about me, you know. So I just hope that all those things get taken care of and that they can get more sponsors and the sponsors that was on stay on board, because it takes a whole lot to keep a track going. Because even though in the winter months when we're not racing, taxes are still due. You know, some things, electricity, make sure that it's not, you know, you got to keep, or gas has to be paid throughout so pipes don't bust, or, you know, maintenance. So still stuff, taxes, property taxes, insurance still has to be paid. So it's not just on the track, you know, it's on the racers too. So, you know, and then when we go there, that we don't and just flush a whole bunch of torque tissue down, piss the walls. You know, it takes on both sides for these things to concur. So I just hope that that it gets better, on both sides, that we support the track and that the track support us. So let's get together. Let's get on some brush talk. My boys, I see my boy got his hand up. The motor is almost ready to come out with that beast, and I'm gonna open up his mic, and then we can get to some grill races, some lock in, some races that are coming up, and then I'm sure in 15 minutes my daughter gonna come up here and bother me. So, well, I shouldn't say bother me. I should say ask her daddy for something. So, I don't want to say bother me. All right. So, Kevin, what's on your mind?
What's happening, Biz?
Ah, man, I'm just taking it easy.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We all need to do that. Oh, no, I'm just listening, hearing what you got to say. And then one little change, it was the drive shaft went in too far. It wasn't that it wasn't going in far enough, it went in too far.
It went in too far, right, okay.
It went in too far, yeah. But, no, I'm just listening here. I'm kind of anxious to see what...
Hello, do you go out of there, me? Kevo. Okay, hopefully, I'm going to leave his mic open. Hopefully that's his phone and not mine. Open up the next mic. 708-4855, your mic is open. Hello? Hello? 708-4855, your mic is open. Okay. 708-8509, your mic is open.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Biz around?
Who?
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
The other week when they... Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, I went to 41 when y'all went down south, and y'all was telling me that it was grudge racing. And I was really disappointed because it was a match race, and y'all was telling me that it was a grudge race. And then
Which race was this?
The one at 41.
What day?
Saturday.
Oh no, that was a meltdown. That was more so a hat race.
Yeah, but y'all was telling me it was a grudge race.
No, the grudge race was July 27th. When the South invaded the North.
Right. Okay.
When
Bad Boys
came. Go ahead.
Yeah, what was the guy's name that was putting on the show?
Terry?
No, it's the other guy. I can't think of his name. But anyway.
Denny? Denny?
No. The guy from Indiana.
That's Terry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this guy with a Mustang was giving him the back tie and the brake. And he wouldn't race him.
That's a grudge race.
Yeah. But it was a match race. But he, the guy that was putting on the show, this Mustang gave him the back tie and the brake, and he wouldn't race him. That was kind of disappointing in the whole setup. Because y'all was telling me that it was a grudge race. And that's what I like. I should have went down south with y'all. I could have caught a ride with Skin. Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you. Anytime somebody give a person a spot, that's a grudge race. Now, last Saturday, that was a hold on 1 second. Nobody going over. Week was supposed to be a 30-car field, and supposed to got the hat, was supposed to run each other. Now, with that, that is a hat race, but it can be betted. The same thing was a grudge race is the same thing as a hat race. You know, to me it is. You know, because it's two cars line up and they run it head up. You know? So the good thing about a hat race is you can't duck the next man. A grudge race, if a person don't want to run, they don't have to. But with a hat race, you know, you have to run. And I'll take, for example, last year I ran Donye twice. I wasn't going to grudge race Donye last year because I feel that Donye's faster than me. But during a hat race, I got to run him. I got to run him. So,
right.
Hold on, Donye.
Donye was the guy gave Donye the back tie and the brake, and Donye wouldn't take it.
Okay, now say that about Donye. I didn't hear you.
I said Donye, the guy, this Mustang, gave Donye the back tie and the brake, and Donye wouldn't race him.
When? Last week?
Yeah.
Man,
at the match race.
Well, the Mustang last week, the Mustang there last week was going to get Donye the back tie and the brake. Believe me.
Yep.
Not one.
And Donye wouldn't take it.
Nah, I think you're mistaken. I think you might have wanted the back tie and the brake from Donye. You know, give Donye the back tie and the brake. When the car there last week that was in that hat race would have gave Donye the back tie and the brake.
Yeah, it was a white Mustang gave Donye the back tie and the brake. But the only thing is, Donye had small tires on his car. He didn't have the big boots on. And Donye wouldn't take it. I stayed at 10 o'clock that night.
I took my money and rolled it like a bowling ball. Believe me when you do this. Not one Mustang. Was nobody there last week that was going to get Donye the back tire and the brake. Believe me.
Hey.
It was some miscommunication.
The program Donye put on, when was that? Was that last week or the week before?
Donye didn't put on the program.
Well, he was there, and the guy show gave him the back tire and the brake. He wouldn't take it. I was really disappointed.
I'm telling you, you got some miscommunication or some. There's no Mustang, no small tire Mustang, unless you're talking about Billy Glidden with that full chassis Mustang. You must be talking about that.
I don't know who it was. No.
Yeah. Okay. But
no, it was a white Mustang out there. They gave him, and they went to him about 3 or 4 times to try to get him to race, and he wouldn't race. Donye shook his car down. He shook his car down twice and still wouldn't take the race.
I got two calls that said that you didn't hit the Richards. Somebody said you've been sipping on some Richards.
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No.
Okay. Now you don't antennas and hangers, do you?
Hey, I'm telling you, the guy gave Donnie the back tire on the bus, and Donnie wouldn't take it.
Hey, hold on. I'm getting text message after text message. Hold on. Okay. Damn, another person said you're drunk. You must don't know who Donnie is. What kind of car Donnie got?
That black, I don't know what kind of car it is, but it's black.
Yeah, Donnie got a black car. He was supposed to run Ray Ray, and Ray, and I've been online. Ray Ray don't have a white Mustang. He got a blue Mustang. And they want Donnie to change
Mustang. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. I'm getting texts. Somebody said Morgan Davis. Who is Morgan Davis?
I don't know.
Okay. Hold on one second. Oh, somebody said you ain't drinking. You on them blows.
No.
Somebody said you are. Hey. I don't know which one is boy and I don't know which one is girl, but I think them blows is that boy. You must be on that boy, you know. But
no.
I'm telling you, believe you me, there's no Mustang in the Chicago, Detroit, that's a grudge car in the Indiana area that will gear Donnie the back tire in the brake. I'm just telling you.
They made him put his small tires on. And
Donnie
shook it down
twice. Huh? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But I'm going to go on to the next caller. But you're talking good. But I'm going to open up some mics because
where's the next grudge race at 41?
I'm going to be honest with you. No one is going back to 41 as of right now. They're not happy with the track prep. They're not happy with the management. So I do not agree with that sentiment. I don't want to affect someone's livelihood, you know, because we all got bills to pay. But that is the word that's going around, that the majority of the people are not going back. But me and Hurricane Katrina is putting something together real soon, and we're gonna have a grudge race within the next coming weeks. If she will come out, the location of the track. No, it's not even going to be in Illinois. It's going to be somewhere else. But we got something in the works. We just need to get. I don't like to say nothing until we get our track signed, you know, because I don't believe in false advertising. But you will be the first to know. Keep calling in, and we're going to let you know where we're going to get. We're going to get together, and we're going to put a grudge race together. Before the end of the year, this will be our final hit. So,
okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Just keep your mic open, and hopefully Donnie call in, and I'll be able to get Donnie on because he may know who you're talking about. But no
okay.
white Mustang was going to get that man the back tire and the brake. Believe.
Yeah,
he can get all my money. He can get my mortgage money. He can get my mortgage money and my car money. Money.
You would have been broke today.
Okay. All right. Long as it wasn't Billy Glidden and his $200,000 car, which is a full chassis car. But anything else, if they was just a regular person like myself with just one of these grudge cars, you can get all mine.
Yeah.
All mine.
But then you couldn't hook up with them small tires on.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You ain't got my keys yet?
Oh, Larry, no.
Kid, your mic is open. I don't have your keys.
Hey, what's happening, Biz?
What's going on, Kid?
Oh, nothing much, man. What's wrong with my man? You all right?
I don't know. I'm going to let you talk to him while I deal with my daughter. You go ahead on.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing?
You talking
Hello?
To me?
Yeah.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You said it was a Mustang that was offering him the back tie and the cutout?
Hey, man, it was a white Mustang was giving Biz, what's his name?
Donnie.
Was giving Donnie the back tie and the brake. But what happened, the guy told him he got to keep them small tires on the car. He couldn't put his big boots on. Donnie made two hits and couldn't hook up. And Donnie wouldn't race him.
I find it hard to believe it's possible, but I find it hard to believe. You know what I'm saying?
When Donnie get on the phone, he'll tell you.
Yep, I find it hard to believe, but, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah.
But I can see him
why
seeing
he didn't
no Mustang.
Yeah, but I can see why he didn't race him. He couldn't hook up.
Oh, okay. And this was this past weekend, you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to get out to 41, so, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And I thought it was grudge racing, and it wasn't.
No, that was not a grudge race, no. That was more of a hat race. The grudge race was at the end of July, just passed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to come out there for that?
Gary called me out two or three times.
Oh, okay. No, I hadn't heard about
that. Two hits. Huh?
I said, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, well, you probably ain't gonna hear about it. Donnie ain't gonna tell a motherfucker he wouldn't race a motherfucker.
mm-hmm.
And I know Donnie is flying.
Yeah.
But with them small, with them big tires on, he's flying.
Mm-hmm.
But with those small tires on, Donnie couldn't hook up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I can understand that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mustang was flying.
Oh, okay. Biz, are you back?
Hey, man, I should have caught a ride with Skins and went with them down there.
Yeah, well, they just went down this past weekend.
Yeah, how did they do?
I don't know. I heard you got whooped.
Well, that's called drag racing.
Yeah, that's true. Anything's possible.
Yeah. But, man, I was really disappointed at 41, especially after I paid my $20 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a spectator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm retired. Yeah. I'm a senior citizen. Man,
yeah.
I can't afford a fixed income, but I can't afford all that.
No, that money ain't easy to come by.
No.
When did the Biz open up any more mics?
Biz probably feeding his face.
Well, do you go to a lot of the races or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I like the 901 boys. I know them real well.
Oh,
down
okay.
in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go down to Memphis all the time.
Yep. I know I'm pretty good myself.
Yeah.
Biz, are you back yet? I hear him talking about something happening out there at 41. I came in on the tail end of the conversation. I wanted to find out.
Go ahead.
Tate, your mic is off, Tate.
Okay. What's going on, fella?
What's happening, Tate?
None. Who is that? Who is y'all got on mic here?
You got Kid off the west side.
What's going on, Kid?
Nothing much, man.
Who was the old time? The old time was saying somebody drawing on Donnie, huh?
Yeah, that's what he was saying. I didn't get a chance to go out there. We went too far to the Grove.
I love to see what goddamn Mustang he talking about.
Me too. That's why.
Hey, even with the little tires on, I can't see down here. Goddamn, turn that down. I don't read it.
Me either. That's why I couldn't understand it.
Hey man, I'm telling you, Donnie could not hook up, and Donnie wouldn't race again.
Yeah, but I know he know how to make it hook up. Hey, he know how to make it hook up.
Well, he shook it down twice and didn't do another spin.
Yeah. If somebody get him back down the brake, man, trust me, I know he know what to do to that motherfucker to get it down the track when he getting all that.
Yeah,
he don't need
that
brake.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And I stay there at right. 10 o'clock at night trying to see this race. Never happened.
Hey, I'm just going to say this, man, and I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm just using it as an example. I ran three loves at the Grove, and I made two shakedowns and didn't get down the track. But me and him was locked in, and I made the two shakedowns and didn't go down the track. I did what I needed to do to the car to get it down the track, and I beat him.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, I'm gonna open up Larry Mike. Larry, your mic is open. Hey, everybody got their hand up. I'm about to come to you, but give me 2 seconds. Stay there. I'm gonna open up y'all mic. I think this is Donnie right here. Hold on.
Okay.
708-8152. Okay.
What's happening? This is Jason, man. What's up, Tate? What's up, Kid?
All right.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, I don't know what drug he on, but I was at the track. It wasn't even a white Mustang or even a conversation with Donnie. Wasn't nobody offering that man the back tire, no brake, man. I mean, he had a race car talked about with Ray right now, and they wanted the back tire to sit, man, and they couldn't get the race up. That's the only thing that they were talking about. It wasn't even a white Mustang there even considering running back. Whatever drug he on today, it's a good one. I don't know what the heck he's on.
Hey, Larry, your mic is open, Larry.
Maybe my man, somebody got him a little confused and told him,
okay, bitch.
Not hearing somebody else with somebody else, because he got some false information going on right now, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, get down here on the line.
Oh man, he determined to believe it, but I'm telling you, fella, I was there, man. I was over there by their pick. It
okay.
Wasn't no white Mustang offering him no back tie and no brake, man. If you know him bad enough, he took that.
Yeah.
Everybody else like that. Hey, so
Shit, I had to raise my hand on that, but at first I was sitting back bitching. I wanted to come in and say hello, y'all, but when I heard that, shit, I damn near wanted to say the shot.
Me too.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
I meant to call you too, clearly that Leon and what's his name was locked in, but it's too late now. You know, Benny man called me and said that Leon and Terrell was locked in the Hawk to race again at 41. I told him, I didn't know nothing about it, but I meant to call y'all back before Saturday and tell y'all that it wasn't locked in.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I know he said something about, he said that his car was breaking up the first time that he ran.
Right. Yeah, everybody knew that, and you know, and everybody heard Leon say he ran on the motor. So I know the fans would like to see it again.
Yeah, I'd like to see it again too. If they're gonna do it,
the fans would love to see it again. But I heard I kind of, Biz was breaking up a lot when he was mentioning races, upcoming races. My man Terry from P-Town Racing, the governor of Iowa, is having a race also on the 22nd and the 21st and 22nd at Cordova Dragway. There will be a shootout, $200 and $200 entry fee, and he's going to throw something in on the pot. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It might be $500, it might be $1,000, but the purse is going to be based on car count. And he's going to add something to that, and it's going to be similar to, you know, all the rest of the shootouts, meltdown rules, the last man standing rules. It's going to be similar to that. And he support pretty much everybody that have a race, whether it's Grudge Inc., whether it's something going on in Martin, Michigan, or Milan, Michigan. He supports everybody. And I'm going to be making my debut, Return of the Unfriendly Ghost. We'll be back in the house looking for lots of action. And anybody that's looking for to come to a track that's well-prepped, they got MLMs, they got all the proper equipment to get cars that's making some power down the track without no problem. So if you want to come lay down a good pass, come on out for Set It Off Sunday.
And that's going to be at Cordova?
Cordova Dragway, yep. September 21st and 22nd.
Oh, okay. You ever been Tate?
Uh-huh.
You ever been to Cordova?
Oh, I've been there, yes.
Oh, that's pretty nice track.
Oh, you heard what I said. If you want to come and put down some power and lay down some good quarter-mile passes or eighth-mile passes, come on up there. It's a very nice track, man. Very well maintained.
Yep.
You know, and like I say, they got all the proper equipment to drag the track and prep it, spread. Real nice for sure, man.
Yeah, well, me and Larry, while y'all racing, me and Larry going down over there to the Mississippi River and go fishing.
Y'all going, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, this ain't no show for your personal vendettas. This ain't no show for your personal. I'm trying to care about your fishing and all that. We trying to fish a motherfucker on that racing hook.
Hey, what up, Shorty?
What's up, kid? Nobody care nothing about them bluegills and bass and shit. Don't nobody care nothing about shit like that.
Hey, man, we're going for the big cat, man.
Man, it's bluegills on this mic. We trying to fucking have luck. Motherfucker, we trying to see a motherfucker spray that motherfucking tank. We ain't trying to spray no worms in the water.
Yeah, but you know, just in case, you know, there's a cleanup or whatever, we can shoot right across the water there and do a little fishing.
Right. That's y'all prerogative, but you know, the fans don't want to see that shit. They don't want to see you fishing. That's some boring ass shit. We want to see shaking down. We want to see a motherfucker shaking down.
I hear you, Shorty.
Take it easy.
I got to tell my buddy Kid, because, you know, I've been knowing that guy a long time. He won't get grow no gray hair, but I've been knowing him a long time.
Hey.
All this hair black, I think he's dying that shit. He just ain't telling nobody.
No. So they ain't doing that.
Well, then you ain't got no worries then, because everybody else got gray hair at 24.
Yeah, well, see, my man got all the worries. You know, he got all my worries.
Yeah, you got them 75, you ain't got a worry. I don't understand this shit. You want to go fishing. You so old, you want to go fishing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drag racing on this bike, man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? The debut, Friendly Ghost, is coming. I got to see the debut.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't see nothing else, I don't see the day.
Hey, well, I'm making my pre-debut. I got to make a pre-debut in Martin first. That's going to be the pre-debut.
Since you making that debut, see, you're going to cancel a lot of people coming to Cordova because they're coming to
see it. No, they ain't going to cancel it. I'm going to stir this shit up. I'm going to bring back the one-on-one drag racing, man. All the pots and all the goddamn shootouts, motherfuckers, you know. I personally, I like it for the fans, but, you know, we still need that one-on-one action. We've been a lot of that one-on-one. Now, the old man, they say he had a couple cocktails. And he might be on a few blows or no dough, But he did one thing. He said he won't see some tracks. He won't see some good racing.
Right.
Everybody, you know, they don't, if they can lift these events up, these shootouts, with 3, 4, 5 good races, then it'll be decent. But see, these people don't want to lose. They don't want to lose,
well,
man. They're scared to lose. So they don't want to run.
Can I ask you a question or can we go?
I'm listening, sir. I'm listening, caller.
So is it fair to say that people not racing one-on-one since you've been gone and now you back, you going to bring it back? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
So,
somebody
need
to
bring it back.
Hey, check this out, sir. The game needs me.
I understand that. Game needs a lot of people, but I'm trying to figure out why do it take you to come back to kick it off? I ain't saying that you ain't kicking it off, but I'm just trying to figure out why do you.
Because they already know when I show up, I'm going to show out. If I'm in a position, I'm going to show out, man. I'm going to make something happen. So they the ones told me, they said, man, since you've been gone, man. So the first time I called this radio show, when I got back, and I was able to make a phone call, they said, man, you ain't missed nothing. It ain't been one decent good one-on-one good race all year, not one.
You might be right, but that also could be game. They might think you sweet. They just want your ass.
But you know what? This is a person that didn't even have a car. They ain't trying to race. So that doesn't even matter. My point is, I'm back and I'm gonna bring the action. The first day I come out, I'm already, like I say, once I make sure everything is everything and I can move around. On the 31st, I'm locking in somebody before I get there. So this ain't nothing rehearsed, man. This shit is real talk. It ain't nothing rehearsed. I'm locking a motherfucker in the room. First time back out to the track, down on somebody ass, I'm going.
Hey, Shorty, I want to say this, Shorty. Sometimes it's one person fight a riot. No. Sometimes it just takes one person to kick it off, you know.
You're right. I'm just asking questions that some people scared to ask. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let the fans know. Hold on. I got two important people going back and forth on the line. You got Shorty. So I know you got your hands up, but you know this can go on for 2 hours. But let them get the row out. And I'm gonna open up some mics. Go ahead, Shorty Tate.
It might be some people that don't want to spin or come out and say it, but you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna bring some action when I come to the track, man. Let's go. Yeah, I'm gonna bring the crowd. Just like you just said, if you're going, I'm going. You know what I'm saying? That's just what's gonna happen. If I'm going, it's almost a 85% possibility that I'm going to go down on somebody else, but they're going to go down on mine, one or the other. So that's the truth.
Hey, Terry, your mic is open. Leon, your mic is open. Leon, your mic is open. Terry, your mic is open.
Hey, Shorty, sometimes the truth works, but that's just the truth. Some of us might not like that I can get on here and say exactly what I plan on doing, and knew I'm gonna do it. Some motherfuckers don't really like that.
Oh, you know I know that. That motherfuckers don't like what I say. You think I give a damn what they like?
But I love them because they hate me in the backfield. They're gonna be the ones that's always gonna come see me, man. But they ain't gonna shake my hand. They happy when shit go wrong with me and all that type of shit. It's cool. I told you I was saying shit that people don't want to say. You know, we know you're gonna come out and say it. It's a certain time in life when a grown man gotta have his own ball, and they gotta come on and say what the fuck they want to say. I don't want to fight or nothing, man. I ain't gonna be hard with them. I'm gonna say, you know what? That's your opinion, man. I ain't even mad at it. If you got a problem with me getting on this phone stating that I'm going to bring the one-on-one action back, and you don't like that statement, just tell me. And I would say, man, I'm sorry that you feel that way, man. But I'm going to still do it.
I like that.
From what I heard, all the locked in raises that was getting locked in, none of them didn't go off and all that, man, and this and that. You know what I'm saying? I locked in. That's what I just explained to the dude. Hey, that's what I, now you was at the track when I ran through. I just explained to the dude. I said I wasn't patting myself on the back or bragging or nothing, but he said somebody offered Donnie a back tie and the break. So everybody like, man, is you crazy? We don't know no folks that's going to do that. So he said that he was blowing the tires off, so that's why he didn't race. I said, man, is you crazy? He knows what to do to that motherfucker to get it down the track if he going to get the back time.
He would have took the power down and beat his motherfucking ass, whoever that is.
That's what I said. I said, I blow the tires off on two shakedowns, and I was still locked in, right? Wasn't I locked in for 500?
Yeah, you locked in. You got up there and didn't blow no tires away and blow three little ass out. I ain't like that.
I did. Hey, guess what? Another time. I did it when I ran Puerto Rico Peak. So just because you see a motherfucker blow the tires on, that don't mean they can't get it down the track, especially if they get in a spot. Shit, I can get it down there if I'm getting a spot. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get that pickup truck down the track if they get in that spot. Shit.
Hey, Shorty. I do want to give you time. You know what I'm saying? What race you got locked in on the 31st? If you want to, you know, let us know.
I have no race locked in on the 31st. I have a race locked in September 8th.
Okay. Okay.
And no limit dragway, baby.
Okay.
That used to be US 41, whatever the damn name is.
Who you locked in with?
I'm locked in with Pretty Tony, a.k.a. Beautiful Tony, a.k.a. Lil Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm locked in with. I'm going to try him with the S10 to pick him up.
Okay.
We locked in 500 on 2500 or better, for all you people that wants to know. Y'all want to raise the pot? Raise it on up there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we definitely wanted to know. Let me go out through and let everybody get their time to shine. Leon, your mic is open.
Is my mic open?
Who's that, Kimo?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, your mic is
hey,
open.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, gorgeous. We're going to our prom date, Saturday?
Damn. We got a prom date?
Huh? You got your dress
got
all
prom
ready,
date?
You got your dress ready, Leon?
Oh, I'm talking about Leon.
Oh, I thought somebody said, hey, sweetie. I thought that was Leon or Wayne.
No, that was Skin saying that.
That was Biz. Hey, Biz, where you going to be at in about a month? Hey, Biz, you going to be in Montgomery?
I'm not sure yet. I'll be there, but I don't know about Kirkland. That's too far out for him to tell me.
Oh, that's too far out? Okay.
For well, Kirkland, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I talked to your co-governor over in Michigan, and he just couldn't keep his promise, man. I tried to lock in with him, he couldn't keep his promise.
Well, you know, somebody on the phone that said that they got stars from Chicago that want to lock in Sub Zero, and they don't give a damn how you sit.
Well, guess
they don't
what?
Care about
I'm trying to
yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to take care of some of this shit in my backyard first, and then I'm going to handle that Chicago shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kimo, don't stop. Hey, Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo.
Stop. Why
hey.
Like no good, boy?
Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Kimo, don't
who
do that, Kimo.
Who
don't
who
turn
out. It ain't nobody
Kimo,
but SBO and Turbo GT. I told Wayne, Junior said he wants to race both of them.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's safe, man. Don't do that, man.
Lock in with him
and lock their ass out if you think you can knock them out. All that waiting and backyard hell.
Gonna catch me He tells me at drag races, but like, we'll do our races at home. We don't see our races somewhere else. Somebody else out there in
Battle. That's why I say it, but I brought the name up in an example, because Lil Ron might be, Lil Ron might be.
All the way on the center.
Hey. LeBron might be at 131, but I didn't address him with it. I just put his name in a scenario because Kimo said he want to take care of shit in his backyard. But I was assuming that he was talking about in Martin. But he talked about this weekend at his home track, so I can understand that. So that's what I'm saying. I figured if I'm going to Martin, I'll probably catch you or LeBron or whoever else three love in Chicago. I might catch y'all at one of our own tracks. It'll go shit happen in Martin. But I'm going to Martin to make some shit happen. Something will happen. I guarantee you that.
Hey, I got a couple questions. I got to open up a couple mics. Hey, Shorty, somebody sent me a text and asked for Adder is on that Jeep.
They said what?
What type of power Adder is on that Jeep that you race?
Twin turbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what's on it. I'm running the nigga. So I got my own. So we just gotta
whip my
ass, that's all.
Oh, okay. So you actually don't know what power that is up there. You don't care.
No. He told me twin turbo. I said I don't give a fuck. Lock
right. Okay. All right. Well, let me open up a couple mics.
Locked into what was on it. So
Okay. Smitty, you
go ahead. I take that back. He actually said turbo. And then we call Q because he locked in with Q, too. He called Q, and Q said, how many turbos you got, one or two? He said two. Q locked him in, too, to run him with his trailblazer. So
okay.
I actually might have two dates because I might have to drive Q trail duster unless he want to drive it himself.
Okay.
You know, I'm just keeping it real. Everybody listening saw here what's going on.
Okay.
Cube locked in with him the same way I locked in with him. Me and Cube ain't got nothing but some night. We don't care if he got three turbos, eight superchargers, and nitrous. We don't even care. But now Cube stipulated he got to have air condition on it, and he got to have I stipulated he got to have a flat hood and no cage, and he got to be all-wheel drive. I stipulated that. Cube stipulated he had to have everything I said and air conditioning.
Damn.
So, I think I'm going to let Cube run him first. You know what I mean? It don't matter, though, really. Because I'm going to take my bump on the head. I don't give a fuck who laughs, who joke. Stuck my ass. They ain't paying my bills. I ain't asking no motherfucker to bet with me. Tell me to come on. All they do is got to bet the other way. One of them times I'm going to win and everybody going to fall out. The old motherfucking mouth going to drop. They can come on with it, baby, with me. I don't run my own shit. I don't got to go get no race car. I got to go get Ben's car and all that. I'm going to race my slow-ass truck because it's mine. I'm going to have me some fun.
Now, how y'all running? Back door or 8 mile?
Out the back door, baby.
Okay.
I like it out the back door.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he think I'm going to spin with the pickup and all that. I might. I'm going to try to spin on his ass. His dumb ass going to ask me what I got on my truck. I said, what difference do it make? You got all-wheel drive. You got clicks on it, done. Then we went on to say, because first he was going to run the truck with some regular street tires. I said, man, you know what? I don't care what you put on there. He said he's going to put some stickies on there. I said, I don't give a fuck. Come on. So now I'm telling y'all the conversation in a nutshell.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay. Smitty, your mic is open.
What's up, all boys?
What's happening?
Tell me about the race down there, man. How'd the race go?
It went well, man. We didn't do what we wanted to do, so you know, we didn't come out victorious, so I'm gonna be a lame. I ain't talking about it. So, you know. But you know, I I'll call you after the show and let you know
what
Meatball ass on the phone so we can confront him about these accusations.
Hey,
I guarantee you this, and you might not see this as long as you living and as long as they got this talk show. You ain't going to see no motherfucker lock in with me and ain't see my car, and I draw on their car, and they going to lock in with me. Mark my motherfucking words, boy. If you ever see that anybody on the mic, I don't care if it's 1,000 people on the mic, y'all got 500 apiece. Y'all ain't going to never
see Hey, you know I beg the difference, nigga. I will.
Man, get the fuck out. You ain't
getting
it yet. You ain't
getting
it yet.
Now you're like, hey.
You know what? Hey, hold on. You right. I don't believe you. I'm going to say you right, but I don't believe you right because you ain't never locked in with me. If I drive a pop car and you say you going to drive it, you ain't never locked in with me with no car that you ain't seen. You don't lock in with a car you ain't seen.
No. You're right.
Let me finish. The only way you going to lock in with me is with the unfriendly ghost, and I go get a car. You're not going to lock in with no slow-ass shit and go see what the fuck I got. Now,
you
nigga,
right?
On the street. You're lying.
Hey,
guess what? Look, I got my own show, boy. 1-800, keep it real. Stop the motherfucking lying, faggots, because y'all lying.
Hey,
I'll lock in with any motherfucker in the country, boy.
He is 100% right. I'm not going to lock in and let him put me in somebody else's car while he have a car I don't know about.
You're not going to lock in in your car.
I done told you before, man. I lock you in. You can get in any car you want. I'm going to run you with my car. Head the fuck up. And you still got that offer today.
Hey, you got to be dumb or stupid. I just said it with your car. I'm not talking about
I said I'm not going to let you put me in somebody else's car. I'm going to lock you in with my own car.
Hold on, Tate. This conversation is non-void then. All I said was ain't nobody going to let me pick their car and run me with a ghost car. Did you hear what I said, boy? Or you got to hit the problem. I said you're 100% right. Okay, well, no, you didn't, because you said you will. That's what made the argument come. But hold on, I got to ask him off the line.
What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? Well, your man got a dress. You're going to come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
All right.
Hey, can somebody find Meatball? Hold on, I got a few people I need to open up. Let me get these guys up. Your mic is on.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Hey, Ben, is Tate still on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Hey, this is my friend. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, he said something about on the internet. It said that people was ducking chemo.
Who said what now?
Did Tate say that people was ducking chemo on the internet?
Yeah, you know, I be reading on their little board over there, and you know how they be going back and forth. I've seen them state several times that they be ducking Sub-Zero until he
real quick, I'm at work. How can you duck a motherfucker ain't raced in 3 years? I'm on mute. I'll wait.
That's why I made the statement. You know, somebody right now in this car right, and somebody here trying to lock in with him, and if he feel he can whoop him, he need to be trying to lock in with him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Just like Mississippi Joe said, play pretty, man. I'm at work, a lot of background noise. I'm on mute. Never scared in the house, baby.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just trying to stir the pot. You know what I'm saying? That if you feel like giving, give him.
Shit. Get him.
All right. I got one more mic to open right now. 773-1142. Your mic is open. 773-1142. Your mic is open.
8 o'clock.
Last for alcohol. 773-1142. Your mic is open.
All right.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Background noise anyway. What's up?
I don't know if you talked to Terry or not, but I heard when you
I appreciate the plug. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we want to try. You know, I put it out there. You know, he come to support. I mean, pretty much all the races, all of them. He come all the way from Peoria, and he support all the races, man. So I'm hoping that you know we can get a few guys, you know, a decent crowd to go down there because it is definitely a good track. If you got some power and you want to make a good pass on a track that got all the proper equipment, but takes care of the track periodically all throughout the day, bring your car down there, man, and he's definitely going to have a shootout, $200 entry. The purse going to be based on entries, and he's going to throw something out to the pot. I'm not 100% sure whether it's going to be 1,000 or maybe more than that. I ain't sure, but, you know, he definitely comes and he supports everything. So hopefully, you know, we can get some guys to come on down there, man, go down there and support his race.
Okay, well, man, that's we definitely want to plug him and continue to actually, you know, give you know you got my number. Go ahead and text me all the information so every time we on the show we can definitely plug that race
right.
So it can be
right.
You know so it can grow. You know we definitely want to support you know. So hold on one second.
Oh yeah, because he's a from what I've heard they made him the governor of Iowa. So he's a Grudge A member. So you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows. You know, he don't have a car at this point. So I'm you know I'm representing him.
Okay, well that's cool. I mean, in order to be governor, you don't have to have a car. You know.
No, but, I know that, but I'm just saying a lot of guys, he be with me all the time, so they may not know him because we don't have a car right now, but the people that know of him, that when he had a car, they know him. But some of the guys, the newer guys that just coming along over the last 2 years or whatever, they might not know him personally, but he's definitely a racer. He's been doing this thing, and like I say,
what you need to do is reach out to Ground and Pound have showed their loyalty to Grudge Inc. by traveling, and reach out to Eastside Stranglers. They have showed their loyalty and willingness
to travel. Oh, yeah, they're my guy. You know, they're the local guy. I know them personally.
Yeah.
So I've already talked to Jeff and Tommy and the Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've talked to the locals, but, you know, some of these races I can't make myself. Like, I wasn't able to make drag race, you know what I'm saying? But he was there. He was there plugging it and telling people this and that, you know what I mean? But I just want to get on the mic and put the word out there.
Oh, we're going to do it every week. We're going to do it every week until, you know, to the week of, you know, so, yeah.
I'll make sure he hits you with all the information definitely about the shootout. But we should have some flyers by the time Tony race comes. We should have some flyers and everything.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, you know. Everybody has to reach out and support each other races, man. That's the only way it's going to survive, you know.
And I want to make everyone on the mic know that I'm planning on locking somebody in for that race, probably one or two people. Matter of fact, I'm going to lock in probably two people for that particular race that day.
Now, that's September 22nd.
It's the 21st. The 22nd. Yeah, the 22nd. But I heard Greg, they're giving Greg
a benefit.
A charity race? Yeah, charity race on the 21st and Montgomery.
Is that right, Ben?
Yeah. They giving him a benefit race in Montgomery, Alabama. That was okay.
Well, you know, that's kind of like a conflict at the same time. But I mean, if it comes down to it, you know, we can try to support both of them. I ain't got no problem out there. Roll down. I'll go down there. And if everybody feels strongly, you know what I'm saying, ride down there, support that thing for drag because he needs that help. He's been around for a long time, and double right back and shoot straight to Iowa, you know what I'm saying, shoot straight up at Cordova Sunday morning because the track opened up at 10. I'm a Viking. I do that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely do that for to try to support drag and support my buddy at the same time, you know?
Well, did somebody try to get meatball on the phone? Hey, Bill. Yeah, Bill's doing what he's doing. Is Big Wayne on the phone?
You said who, Larry?
Big Wayne.
From Detroit?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Timo, hello.
Hey, Larry, is it somebody, they said Leroy's supposed to be trying to put a race together. Is that true?
Yeah, September the 8th at US 21, No Limit Dragway. Big Cam, Leroy, seeing all of them for the
September the 8th, so him and Big Sham got the same day. That's going to be a nice race there. Shit. If Leroy have it and Big Sham same day.
Yeah. Same day, same place.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds good. But we definitely be there. We're going to be there anyway, you know what I'm saying, for Big Shannon. So we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just trying to find out that did Wayne and Kimo ever come to an agreement? Because I heard Kimo said it was going to run, but last night Big Wayne said that he wasn't going to run. So I was just trying to see.
Yeah, I think that's what Kimo's saying, that he's trying to get him to go, but evidently Wayne ain't cooperating.
Yeah, well, Wayne is cooperating. The only stipulation that Wayne got that he wanted to come up with after they was talking about it was that Kimo couldn't have no bars on. You know, so
yeah.
I was just trying to see how they got it together.
Right. I don't think so, because like you say, he's still trying to stick them. You know, you can't get it if she don't let you. If you take it, she gonna call the police on you.
You sure got that shit right.
Yeah, she gonna call the police on you, call rape. So he can't take it. He gotta wait till you open up. Wayne got to let him in.
And you know what's gonna happen if you take it. We ain't gotta talk about that.
Right.
Hey, this is a friend.
Man, T-Ball ain't getting on this show, man. Quit asking that question, Danny. He ain't getting on this show, man. He don't want no part of that, man.
But listen, Fred, they the one put on the internet that they have got the trailblazer.
That's what they do.
They
internet talk. Real men get on the phone.
Man, they put on the scene, too. They got the man rapping, and I mean, they took time to put that together. That wasn't just no regular old. They called and scheduled the rappers and it was fans all in the street. That was a brilliant motherfucking loop now.
That's what they do. When they learn something, they take it and run with it. It's a dangle race. Ain't nobody racing up in this motherfucker, but never scared racing, man. Kimo ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, they probably got a million hits off that one now, because I'm telling you, they said they orchestrated that one. That wasn't just no random call out right there. They had fans out in the street.
They had rappers and everything.
But everybody got everybody's number, but won't call them, though, themselves, personally.
Oh, yeah, when I seen it, I said, well, man, well, what are they waiting on to call the man?
Right. That's what people do when they don't want to race, man. We've been racing. Never scared been racing. All down south racing.
Right. Yeah, man, but I don't know. That's what I say. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to try to turn it up, man. Let's try to turn it up. Turn it up. Like these young boys say, let's turn up.
Yeah, let's turn it up.
Big face.
Yeah, that's what these young boys say. Turn it up. You hear me? You hear me? Look at you, boy. I hope somebody need to trick him. Call him and kick his ass in on three way. Move that cord from over.
Oh, 313-2850. Your mic is open.
Hey, Grandma, she called me? Huh? How did she call me?
313-2850. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Ben?
What's going on, Meatball?
This is Meatball. But, all right, hold on. Taste the Great, what's going on, baby?
What's up, Meatball?
All right, listen. All right,
hey,
number,
Meatball.
Hold on.
Who's that?
All right.
Hey, Meatball.
Yeah, what's up, Tate?
They say they finna hold you. They got a jury trial waiting on your ass, boy. You got this video.
Hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
That's a nice-ass video.
All right, listen. Bye, thank you. Look. The boys is up and coming and rapping. All right, number one, I'm not going to get into a bicker and argue with it. I've been trying. Now, listen, you can call Lil Talk. I've been trying to lock this motherfucker in for months. You hear what he just said? I keep trying to draw on him with the truck. Yeah, I'm drawing on him, but he keep hold on, let me finish talking. He keep declining. All right, number two, Never Care Fred. You on? Since you
yes,
said
sir.
Real race. Shut your weak ass up, nigga. Sorry about the N-word. You don't even. What is it? Stay in your place, man.
I got a car.
Stay in your place, man.
You ain't racing, boy.
With your whole ass. I ain't gonna even talk to you on the radio show. Cause you a woman to me. Don't speak on me.
You're the real woman.
Well, you know what? Well, pull my skirt up then.
I'll pull it up too.
Hey, me man, okay. So you trying to say you ready to lock in?
So you said you tried to call him or talk to him.
Now listen, first of all, I don't want none of this and that. Man, it's like pulling fucking teeth, man.
Meatball, I tried to lock you in when we was at the car wash up at 131. I told you, lock your ass in. What did you tell me?
Hold on, Big Danny. I talked to Skin after that. He don't want none, man. Listen, Daddy, get it all summed up. We're going to get this truck together. We're going to lock in a week before Lil Tony's event. We're going to be at 131. But we're going to the 24th. Hold on. We're going to the 24th, Big Danny.
He already locked in with Lil Tony on the 8th of September. Bring y'all ass over there then. Lock in for that one.
We don't know if we're going to be able to make that because we're going to Milan next week. And then we want to Martin. So I call you and let you know how everything is. I'm not gonna lock in if it's, you know what I mean, if something happened to the truck.
There you go.
But when I was trying to lock in, I couldn't get none of that. So
No, you didn't, because I tried to lock in when we was at the car wash up there. Meatball, don't start that.
Wait a minute. Don't start what, man?
You tried to lock the car in. I tried to lock you in the car wash up there.
All right. Now I'm going to call Skins, man. I can't get this boy to bust.
But hold on,
but listen, what do you got to call Skip if I'm trying to lock my money in?
Hold on, Dad. Are y'all going to be at Tony Race on the 31st?
Oh,
you
don't know
know
where we're going to be at. We locked in to run them on the 8th.
Where's the 8th at? Where's that at?
Number 8.
Where's that?
No limit.
On the 8th. All right, look. I ain't going to lock you in because we're going to be at Milan on the 24th, and then we're going to be at Martin on the 31st. So I'm not going to lock you in. That's too far away, Big Danny.
But y'all making these call outs on the goddamn, or y'all making these videos hopping out full deep. We ready to hop on your ass now.
Okay, if y'all show up on the 31st, I'll let you know after the 20th. I call you, listen, call in a little Tony Show on the 25th, and then if the truck's still all together, we'll lock in for the 31st then.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hold on. Or do y'all want to come here on the 24th?
I didn't know y'all business, man, but what the fuck y'all doing to these street cars? Y'all can't lock in for a race 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away. What the fuck y'all doing? I lost a lot of money. What the fuck? Take the great man, you know, shit happens, shit breaks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but y'all got street cars. Y'all locked
them
up for the end of the month in advance.
Shit.
Shit breaks,
Tate.
Okay,
yeah, I'm just... You got to get a double header for that date. A double header.
Well, they already got a double header, damn shit. They got Cube and Shorty.
No. The trailblazer don't have nobody locked in for the eighth. It's two different vehicles.
This one, I'm just not hearing about the eighth.
Oh, you heard it when you was on the show on Sunday when he locked them in. You heard it. You was on the show Sunday.
Listen, the eighth is at No Limit Raceway. That's on a Sunday. Correct?
I don't know if it's a Saturday or Sunday. Whatever.
It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Big Danny, I got Skin's number. I'll call him and I'll let y'all know.
I got a question for the race on the 8th. They're not charging no $20 to get on the track, are they? Look, we have no idea. You got to talk to Big Sam, Gunner,
and Leroy. Let me tell you this, Danny. You ain't got to talk to none of them. You got to talk to Denny. Tell him to call Denny.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go, Ben.
So, wait a minute. I'm a businessman all the time. But, bro, you mean to tell me they having a raise and Denny got control of who go, if whether there's going to be some bad soul or not?
Right. It all depends on how the contract was written. You know, it's all about negotiation. You may get a cheaper track rental if he can charge for bands. If he doesn't charge, so that means
you should get a cheaper entry instead of paying the full price.
Yeah,
I'm protesting that. If they're gonna charge $20 to get in, I'm not even coming out there. That's bullshit.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this.
This is not I'm not putting form on this talk show. If y'all want to talk about that, y'all privately, because that's trying to down somebody's show and get people not to want to come to Sham's show. We're not gonna do that here. So if you want to talk about that, call Sham or Denny.
Well, I was gonna say. It really don't matter to me. I just was asking, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to support the man Reed. I'm going to pay my, you know, man, come support it.
Exactly.
And if I don't want to go on Skyline, I just won't go. You know what I'm saying? If I want to go, I'll pay the 20.
Honestly, you ain't going to have to pay it because
because you're going to bring your customer.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you
know,
called is
bring
not
the
available
guy,
at this time.
So
please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 80-3.
Hey, whoever called somebody.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 80-3.
Hey, whoever called somebody, man, you know, please give us the respect for it. All I'm saying
I'm not saying I'm not going to support the man, but I'm saying somewhere down the line, we support this track. This is supposed to be our home track. There's no way every event you show now, somebody show, you want to charge $20 to get on the sideline. That's
hey,
not
hey,
fair.
Hey, Leon, talk to Dennis, talk to Sam. That's all I'm saying, bro. We don't want to, you know, I don't want to discourage. So I don't want to do that on this, you know. Y'all want to call somebody else show? That's fine, but I'm not trying to. I don't have my show. I'm not gonna be a crab and say I don't give a damn what y'all do. I'm not gonna. That ain't my character. That ain't me. So, personally, call Sam or Kenny. 9637.
Hello. What up, Biz? Fellas.
What up?
What's going on? Hey, Big Sham, he's in control of the show. He's running the show. Big Sham, one is running the show. He's doing the show. Denny, I don't think he has nothing to do with what's going on with the wristbands and all that. Sham got control of that.
Okay,
well, that's what he said. He said, call Sham on it. Then that's that.
That's what I'm calling into the show. Yeah, well, just call Shannon, call into the show, man. So, you know.
True. I will tell him to do that.
All right. Appreciate it. Because all I'm saying
was that Sherman?
Yes, sir. This is me.
Man, what's going on, Chad?
I can't call it.
What you know doing, man?
Yeah, trying to hold on. That's all.
You plan on locking somebody in, man?
I'm gonna try to pull somebody's head off.
Come on, man. You got to come on, get on, jump on in the fire with somebody, man. I wanna see you knock somebody.
Terry, you open. Excuse me, fellas. Terry, you open. You open, Terry.
I wanna see you knock somebody's head off, kid.
Well, y'all either I'm gonna knock somebody's head off or they gonna knock my head off. One and two.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds pretty good.
Hey, Biz.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, just to let you guys know, they're going to release all the information for the boosted grudge shootout at Ducks Race today.
You're breaking up, Terry. You're breaking up, Terry.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Still kind of.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good now.
Okay. Duck is going to release all the info today on the boosted grudge shootout.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. He'll release all the boot information about Duck's Race.
Yeah, about Duck's Race. It's going to be grudging sponsored. And, you know, clocks off, boosted only, 28s, any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension. And that's going to be at South Georgia Motorsports Park.
Uh-huh. Yep, in Valdosta, Georgia.
Valdosta, yep. So, plus he's also doing a grudge nitro shootout also.
I don't know if that's my phone or your phone, Terry. Is Terry breaking up?
No, it don't sound breaking up, Biz.
It's not?
No, it don't sound like you're breaking up.
Okay, go ahead, Terry. That's my phone. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. And then also there's going to be a grudge nitro shootout also on 28th only. Same rules.
No 275?
What's that?
No 275?
275. You can have a 28 or a 275.
Okay. And you said when is this going to be released?
I just got off the phone with Duck, and he's releasing it right now.
Okay.
Where's it going to be at, Jerry?
It's going to be at South Georgia Motorsports Park, Valdosta.
Okay.
Last weekend of September. There's going to be, it'll be on live feed. Every magazine in the world will be there, photographer, everything. This is for that No Mercy race.
All right, fellas, we're winding on down. So I want to thank all the guys and to the Grudge Inc. Thursday night show with your boy Biz. No disrespect to nobody, man, but, you know, I'm the type of person is I want everybody's show to be successful. And by me doing a couple shows, I do understand the business part of it. You know, hopefully Sam comes in and next week and tells everybody, you know, how things are going, but the red bands or whatnot. But I also know that, you know, in negotiations with Trash Channel, you know, he could get I'm just throwing numbers at him, you know. And I'm talking about Sham, I'm talking about myself. You can get Trash Channel if you let the track deal with the wristbands or what they call crowd control, or they charge you $500 if you don't let them do something. It's all in the negotiation of track rental. And I'm gonna be honest, ain't too many tracks that's charging $4,500. It's upward between 7 to 8, almost some tracks $15,000 just to rent for one day. So, you know, when it's one of your first events, you have to pick and choose what, you know, the best deal that fits you. So I just don't want nobody on the talk show do carry a lot of weight, and we may not think so. But, you know, if we on here trying to, discourage somebody from going to the show because of the because someone may be something that we like, that's not fair to the person that's actually throwing the show. So I didn't want it to get out of hand. And Dion's right. I mean, you know, $40 to come in to a show may be too much for certain people. But at the same time, shows that you go to just pay $60 just to sit in the stands. So, you know, it all depends on the event that you go to. Yeah, we go down to Fat Tuesday. I think that last day, I think it's $60 to get in that day. So, you know, you even though that's not the type of event that we're throwing, especially Fat Tuesday event, you know, we just have to want to support everybody, man. We want everybody to do well. So, with that being said, man, we're gonna sign up. And I'll see y'all same bat channel next week. So God bless you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Ever since I logged into that goddamn internet down there, eating that soup at Karen's, my phone would have no service. They tell you stop logging.